Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ay, por favor, with Alexia Nepola
and Marisol Patton, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, bro, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, mi amiga. Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Am I going to see you this weekend at some point? We need to see each other.
We need to give each other a hug and a kiss.
Yeah.
Y un regalito. Yeah. And yeah.
Regalitos.
Un regalito, sí.
Oh my God, qué presión. I thought I finished shopping. Now I have
bueno,
to buy
tú eres
a present.
Mi regalito. Tú eres mi regalito.
Yeah. How about I buy you a drink and that's my gift?
Dale, what about having a holiday coquito instead a coquito. Of a caquito, right? A cocky instead of a holiday cocky?
That sounds good to
holiday
me.
Holiday coquito.
That's a shout out to the Puerto Ricans, right?
Yes.
Eso es puertorriqueño, ¿no?
Bueno, originalmente, pero tú sabes que los cubanos, we like to take credit for that. We have our own version of coquito.
Why? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like today we should kind of review all our hot topics of the year. Just have a year in review.
Yes, I like that. So we're going to be talking about J-Lo, I guess, and Ben, and Sophia, and Jada, and our favorites, Taylor Swift and Travis.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Our greatest obsession in life.
Yes, and I think we manifested it so much that I recall reading something about Travis proposing to Taylor in the near future. I think she's going to have that conversation with her dad.
Oh my God, that gave me Ladywood. I said, he's going to ask her father for permission.
I love it. Like a true gentleman. Le va a pedir la mano.
Yes.
Porque ya se cogió todo lo demás. So he has everything else he needs. Now he needs to ask the dad for her hand.
Oh my God.
But I love that he's so traditional, right?
I love it too. My two husbands asked my dad for permission. My dad wasn't around anymore. But you and I, he doesn't need our permission, right? Because we said yes to Travis.
Yes. We said yes. We want to be invited.
Yeah. We're going to work on getting invited. I know Taylor loves her fans. And she is going to learn to love us if she doesn't love us already. And we're going to get an invite to that wedding, right?
Yeah. How can we get her to listen to our podcast and for her to listen to how much we adore her and idolize her? Yes,
and Travis together. Course,
pero tú sabes que she's the one that's going to invite the people. So we need to get on to her first.
Well, why don't you work on her and I'll work on him? Okay. I have no idea I'm going to work on him because I don't know anybody that knows him.
Well, I'm such a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm sure we know who owns it. Somebody around in our group.
I have family in Kansas, so I'm going to call my uncle, Tio Albert, and I'm going to tell him.
Tell Tio Alberto to stalk Travis.
Because we need, I wonder where they're going to get married, right? If they're going to pick Kansas City or like wherever she's from, or just pick like a destination. Well, wherever it is, we want to be there and we want to celebrate such a
Alexia
beautiful moment between them.
And Marisol and our two gringo husbands, they're just like Travis.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be at your wedding and please invite us because we dress up and clean up nice and we're fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, I guess that was like one of our latest topics that we talked about because the rest of the world is talking about. Mm-hmm. But besides Taylor and Travis, there were many, many hot topics, right? Like for you, what were your top three personal moments of the year?
I mean, the whole Jada thing was wow. Like, wow. And I feel really bad for Will. That was pretty wow.
Yeah. You've always felt that. Like, I liked talking about her and about her writing her book. I think she used it as an instrument to like heal. And I felt like it was therapeutic for her. But yeah, she's gone too far. Yeah, it's like, I don't even want to talk about her.
I know. And she's embarrassing him. She's making him look like a POSSY. Like she decides that the relationship's going to keep going or not. While she's doing other dudes and not even living with him. I don't know. The whole thing, that really sticks out in my mind like a big stop sign blinking red, red, red. Yeah.
Okay, so then let's not talk about her anymore.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to say about her? Because, I'm done. In 2024, I don't want to hear her name. I don't want to see her face.
We're leaving her in 2023.
Yeah.
And hopefully there's no more books and outrageousness.
Well, speaking of books, right? Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Well, she had like a tell-all book as well. And I feel that she also was going to write a book and talk to us about all the things she wanted us to know. There were a lot of moments in her book. I actually started reading it now and it was so good. Marisol, I was reading it on my way to Vegas and I couldn't put the book down.
No way.
Yeah. And there was like a young kid sitting next to us because we were three of us. I was going to say something. Donnie knows exactly what I'm going to say.
I know what you were going to say too, as if I don't. Okay, go on.
And so anyways, and he wanted to get into reading, you know, and of course, Todd was reading a very intellectual book, either about business.
Todd.
Right. So
he loves business.
He was like, you know what? I want to get into reading. I don't know how to start, whatever. So, you know, Todd was like, you know, suggesting books that he reads. And I just looked at the kid and I said, listen, you know, I like to read as well. I don't find as much time. But what I do love are memoirs and particularly women memoirs. And I go, for example, I've read Michelle Obama's, Jennifer Lopez, Kelly Ripa, Mariah Carey. I was just went on and on. And I go, now I'm reading Britney Spears, Andy Cohen. Women, he's the first male. Andy, are you listening to that? You are actually the first male author that I wrote.
Right. Okay. Well, you know what? We love you, Jefecito. Just a shout out.
And actually, I enjoyed it so much because for me, I love to read a book that I could, like, I'm talking to the person. And I feel like these books that I read, they're like talking to me. It's like I'm having a conversation with a person. Obviously, Andy's book, I know him. We have a relationship. So it's like if he was in front of me, like telling me these stories. So I find them super entertaining.
Yeah.
And I connect. And with Britney, the same thing happened to me, Marisol. Even when she was sharing all these things, you know, some people are like, oh, like, I don't really believe it. Like, you know, I do. Honestly, because I don't think after all these years, somebody's literally going to sit there and write a book filled with lies. And if they do, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to believe that. Like, I really want to believe that everything she said in there is true and to get to know her a little better. So I really enjoyed. I'm still not done with the book, but a lot of these things that she did talk about that were very shocking, you know, to the people that were first finding about it.
Yeah.
I already went through. And you know what? It's for me, it was enlightening because I really wanted to know how she felt. And that way you kind of see like why her life has been, you know, the way that it has been. But by the way, you know what was really surprising? She had a really good childhood. Like, even though she talks about her dad being a drunk, you know, but her mom was very involved in her life. Her mom did a lot for her and was the one traveling with her and taking her to all these places. And her childhood was a happy childhood. So I was happy as I was reading the book, you know, that she really, her book is not like a dark book, right? I mean, it's not like the dark side or anything. It's just really like her story. And I love that she was able to tell her story.
She had some not great things happen, but, you know, that's life. And we learn from all of those things.
Yeah, I think that's why she's made the decisions that she's made and why her life has, you know, turned out away. But, you know, we all have a saquito negro. You know, we all have things that we've gone through, you know, either in our childhood or later on in life. And as long as you learn from them, you know, I like to see the bright side. I like to be optimistic.
Me too.
And I like to see those things and just turn them into a positive way and justify them. Say, you know what? I had to go through this to like be who I am today and to understand it this way. So I'm just wishing her an amazing 2024.
Me too. We love Britney.
Yeah.
We're Britney fans. All right. Well, okay. Speaking of books, what did you think of Prince Harry's book, Spare? And the things that he said.
Ay, ese no me gusta. I don't like that. You know what? That's a royal family. Don't mess around with the royal family. You know, you were born into that. I mean, I haven't read his book, but truthfully, it's a little disappointing because, you know, I didn't want my kids to do that, you know, then talk like that about our family.
Of course.
I'll do it myself. I don't want my kids to do it.
Question for you, because, I mean, do you feel Meghan is the puppet master here? And she pushes him to do these things and encourages him and gets him to say and do all these things because...
No, I definitely think she influenced him in that way. In many ways, you know, I think she's a very strong woman. She knew exactly what she was getting into. And, you know, pobrecito, I feel like he's weaker and, you know, she was just able to get into his life and he needed that. And she like took control. And I'm sure there are things, you know, that he did agree with her. But I think if he would have been with a different woman, his life would have been a lot different.
Oh my God. Totally. I feel like she just ruined his life. She just literally got in his brain, lo empapayó. Y ahí está doing whatever she says, even writing books about his own family and everybody's still alive. I mean, not his mother. So wait, what did you think of him saying that his mother faked her death just to get away from everything?
That's why I don't want to read that book. He wrote that?
Yeah, he said that he believes his mother may have faked her death to escape the constant hounding of the press.
So what? What does he think? That his mom's still alive? If she faked her death?
I guess.
Is that what that means? That's really crazy. He needs to go on a retreat with Jada.
Yeah.
You know, y que tomen el acosar, whatever it's called,
Dodi Fayed faked it too. Like, where is he? He wasn't going to disappear for 20, 30 years.
That's some crazy thing. I mean, I have to know when he wrote his book, I mean, was he like sober? Was he like under the influence of something? Who writes something like that?
He lives in California now. You know, it's a groovy over there. People do a lot of funky stuff. He might have been on a psychedelic.
That's too much for me.
I read that, I thought, what? I mean, I wouldn't blame her for faking her death, but she wouldn't have done that. Never seen her boys again.
You know, I've read that
again.
About Luis Miguel. I mean, if you see Luis Miguel's life story. He's not saying it, but like rumors are that either the mom like faked the death because she didn't want to be, you know, part of the dad and him and just like his life. So she just like kind of like left. Y se desapareció. But how much truth is, I don't know what he himself believes, right? But if you're telling me that Harry actually believes it, that he wrote this.
He put it in a book.
Well, I don't. That's why I'm not reading his book.
She just did a coffee commercial and... It's like everyone's like ripping around the internet saying it's like the worst acting they've ever seen in their lives. ¿Qué necesidad tiene ella to do a coffee commercial?
Well, I mean, I feel like she just wants to stay relevant and she's more, I mean, she was or is an actress. And I believe that was very important to her and she wants to keep on, you know, being in the limelight. I mean, that's acting. Why they moved to California. I mean, if he really wanted a quiet life and, you know, get away from the paparazzi and everyone else, he wouldn't have moved to California and, you know, been friends with everybody that they rub elbows with.
Right.
I mean, only a few, because I feel like a lot of people have really don't want anything to do with him, but he's still, you know, very
They'd be in living touch. In the sticks. You're right. They'd be living in the middle of nowhere if they didn't want anybody knowing anything about them or being out of the limelight.
Right. Hmm. I just don't think it was necessary for him to turn on his family that way. I mean, you can have some, you know, disagreements and, you know, and you may want to live your life differently and you may hold a grudge, but it's like a conversation that you have privately with your family.
Well,
and if that's the case, like, okay, I don't want to be part of this. I would know I was born into this. I don't want to be part of this. But he could have done it very silently and graciously and just moved, you know, to a different continent and someone, you know, to live a more peaceful life.
In the middle of nowhere.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling, and it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr., and on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, talking about something else I'm super tired of, Scandoval. Like, if I have to hear that anymore,
my God.
It's like Harry and Meghan. I can't. Oh, I think and this Jada, is, put them all in
this
the same
is all
box.
Together. Yeah. This is like all together. But I mean, that was really an I Boy Forward moment.
It really
was. That was crazy. I'm so surprised that it got all the attention that it did.
Me too. It was way overplayed.
Yeah.
Way
I mean,
overplayed.
It was great for Ariana, you know, and for Bravo, I guess, and for the show. But, like, in real life, I just thought it was, I never really, I mean, it was like news to me the first day in a way, but after that, well, I was
first
like,
of what all, is I was like, who are these people? Then I had to get a little acquainted with it. And I thought, well, people get cheated on and get divorced all the time and move out.
Exactly.
Like, day.
I mean, we live in Why Miami, so different? It might be that we're so used to it. Maybe other people around America thought that it was like such a scandal. Uh-huh. And the fact that it wasn't even like his wife, I mean, it was his girlfriend. They did live together.
Right.
But I mean, the fact is that it's not even that bad when they're still living together. I mean,
it's not great, but it wasn't like, oh my God, a scandal. You know, mm-hmm. It was just too much. Just too much.
Right. Ahí la que perdió was Raquel.
She really did.
I mean, it was crazy, you know, like it worked out for Ariana, and I'm happy for her in the sense that she got rid of him.
I've never seen karma work so quickly. Mm-hmm. Karma usually takes a while for you to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You always sit back, you're like, karma will catch up with them.
See, you know, that's Taylor that she wrote about it and she sang about it.
But they came immediately. Raquel was out and Ariana's just winning. Did she win Dancing with the Stars?
No, she was like third runner up. She's a great dancer, by the way. Oh. And now she has her show on Broadway.
Oh, right. She got the one Chicago.
Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know she deserves it?
Bravo, people.
Yeah. No, she deserves it because she's a great, you know, dancer and performer.
Mm-hmm. Does she sing?
She probably does. I mean, I feel like everybody sings on Bravo, don't you?
Like, not everybody knows how to sing. I don't sing. I don't know how to sing.
Quiere, just because you don't want. Because, well, you know, nowadays with all these, the background music and the synthesizers, like, we all can sing.
That's not my jam. I'm more of a comedian. That's not my thing.
I know. Stick to the comedy.
Stick to what you know, lady.
Yeah.
Ay, Dios mío. Oye, did you watch Barbie, the film?
I did. Of course I did. I took Frankie to see it with me.
Yeah.
Of course. We saw it like, I don't want to say opening night, but like day after. Uh-huh. I had already bought tickets and I never do stuff like that. So I was going to say Frankie and I went to go see it. If Johnny would have been here, Johnny would have come with me too. But yeah, I loved it. You know, I really enjoyed it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, Barbie ended up making $1.3 billion at the box office.
And so did Taylor just for waking up.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
And Oppenheimer ended up making $950 million in the box office. So, yeah, they were released the same weekend. You think they did that on purpose?
Well, I think there was an issue that they didn't want to do it, but then they ended up doing it and they kind of piggybacked off each other. So it went really well. But yeah,
is that why they called it the Barbenheimer?
Exactly. They put it together like Bennifer. It's one of those things. But I didn't know that many people went to the movies anymore. I mean, when the last time I went to the theater, there was nobody there, and I never go.
Oh my God, I love the movies. I love going to the movies. But you're right. I mean, right after COVID, it's been a while. Like, it took a while for the movies, you know, to get back on the screen, but I feel like if I watch a movie at home, I fall asleep. And at the movie theater, you know, it's like so loud and it's so, I fall asleep too. You know, Frankie, de vez en cuando me da like, mom, y me hace así because I doze off. But with Barbie, I didn't. Like, it was really entertaining.
It's like really watching yourself on the screen.
No. Me 30 years ago.
You want that?
No,
car?
You know, I liked even the meaning behind it. It was really like a woman, you know, women empowerment, a movie, in a way. You know, there was like a lot of things. There was like a good message, you know, I felt for
everyone.
I remember
you told me that it had a really, that at first you were like, meh, and then you're like, oh, it had a really good message.
And besides that, she's dressed in Chanel all the time. So just for her clothes, you want to go
gonna
see it.
I'm going to watch.
She has all those little sweaters that you have. She was wearing them all in pink. And then, you know, all the girls, it was cute. It was really a cute movie. So I really enjoyed it. So I'm happy that I made so much money. And I love like a comeback. I love that they brought back the Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was obsessed with my Barbies.
Oh my God, yo también. I loved Barbies. And I loved, like, I used to feel like before when they would say Barbie, it was such an insult because it was like plastic and like blonde and dumb. But it felt like the Barbie in the movie, that's how I always saw it years ago. Right. And that's all they were good for.
Perfect.
But then that too, but besides that, but there could be like a negative connotation. But like, I felt like the Barbies as it started developing.
You would know that because no one ever called me Barbie.
Well, the Barbie of today is all different. You could be a Barbie. We're all Barbies.
Uh-huh.
You know, which is like what I love. That was really the message. Like, we're all Barbies. And then, of course, you know, Barbie started, you know, l'evolution started evolving. And then she could be a doctor and she could be a nurse and she can be white and she could be black and she could be more, you know, they could be all, you know, races, all ethnicities, all intelligences. We're all Barbies. So I thought that was cute. And even guys could be Barbies.
Yeah.
I thought Ken, había un montón de Ken.
Really? Mm-hmm. And the diversified Ken too?
As well, yes. There was an Asian Ken. There was, you know, they were all. I thought that that's really, really cute.
I love an Asian Ken.
Yeah, super cute. You watch with your boo bear because you both of you are going to really like it.
Oh my!
I'm going to make Todd watch with me.
A Barbie movie. But he's so great. He watches whatever I want. You know, he's easy.
That's
like
what
that.
All the men say, and then they like to watch.
No, he literally comes
on. Is that what they say about our show? All the guys are like, it's like the same story. Like, oh, why are we going to watch that? That's like a woman's show. That's like this and the other. And then all of a sudden, they're like hooked onto the Real Housewives. And it's the same effect. The Barbie movie is the same thing.
I got to tell you the funniest thing. I was on my way home from lunch and I stopped at the liquor store because we were out of vodka. And this guy stopped me in the parking lot and he's talking to me in Spanish. Oh, yeah. My wife, Natalia, no sé qué. Can we take a video? And I said, sure.
A video? What about a picture?
So in the video, I'm like, hi, in Spanish. Hi, Natalia. I met your husband here in el parqueo, the liquor store. We're both coming to get liquor. And he goes, oye, mejor una foto.
Porque me vas a echar pa'lante.
Yeah. He goes, no, let's have
don't
a photo.
Don't tell her where you are. You gave too much information in a video.
I did. Well, I said Big Daddy's behind me. Big Daddy's liquors. What do you want me to say? He's like, no, let's do a photo instead.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Well, but he actually said he watched and he loves it, but she loves it. Yeah. The women make the husbands watch. In the straight relationship.
Well, that's what they say. That's what the men say. The men are like, oh, my wife makes me watch. Or I'll be like, I'm Publix and a firefighter will tell me, oh, can we take a picture? It's for my wife. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like,
I think that's so cool. You're barely at home. What are you watching with your wife?
Can you imagine, though, that they're at the station all watching the housewives?
Yeah, they're all at the station. Actually, this guy today, his shirt said firefighter. He had like a blue shirt with an emblem like, oh, I'm getting in trouble por el parqueo. And then he wanted a photo. Thank God.
They love us. At the fire, the firefighters love us.
Mm. Good to know.
Because ellos saben apagar el fuego. Okay. So anyways, oh my God, so many more things we talked about this year, right? That were like, that made the headlines, that made Ay Por Favor, like Bad Bunny and Kendall Jenner, when they started going out, I remember just everyone talking about it and kind of being like in disbelief because they kind of didn't make sense, but then they kind of did. They look cute together. You know, they're both super fashion. And, you know, I felt that she, you know, wanted to be with a Latino.
A Latino,
you
know,
Of course.
Get that and rhythm.
Y él con una gringa. You know, he wanted to try something different. And, you know, why not a Kardashian, right?
Yeah, everybody a Kardashian. Else has,
right. Yeah. And so I thought they were cute together because I do like her and I do like him. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, opposites attract, you know, and I thought that, but you know, I knew it was never going to have longevity. What about you? How did you feel about that?
Well, once you told me that he was singing about Sofia Vergara, I was like, okay, that's over with. Sofia's going to take over. ¿Te acuerdas that we had this chat?
Claro. Sí. Well, we talked about Sofia a lot too. We'll get to her after.
Yeah.
But she did, you know, we did say like, hay que falta respeto, like, you know, he's dating Kendall, yet but in a way, it was just a song, right? It was just a song so he can get away with it.
That song was more like a mating call because he was singing about her. And he was
trying to... So who do you think he's going to date next, Sofia?
I mean, that would be hot.
That would really be... Yeah, that would really be...
That would be hot. And you know, everyone loves a cougar vibe.
Mm-hmm.
She can do it.
I agree.
And he'll fall so in love. He'll be like a puppy dog after her.
I think she should do it because Joe... her ex has quickly moved on.
He's dating.
I sent it to you. He's dating a 33-year-old girl. And he seems very happy taking selfies and, you know, all over each other and traveling. So, you know, good for him. I just want everybody to be happy.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes
move on and find
your
happiness.
Yeah, you have to move on. You know, there's no reason why you have to be fighting, you know, and litigation. You know, they probably had all their financials separated as they should, you know, two people like them. Yeah. And so they had no children together. So it was just easy to like to move on.
Yeah, they sure
did, because I heard that Sophia is also dating an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, it's not Bad Bunny?
No, she's going to do Bad Bunny on the side. Bad Bunny's not really, I like it.
Bad Bunny on the side.
Right. That's what Bad Bunnies are for. On the side.
Exactly.
It really didn't shock me to read that or to learn about that. They had gone their separate ways and they weren't dating anymore. You know, they both wanted like that moment, you know, which is kind of cool.
It was good.
You know,
for
they're
both
young.
Of them.
Yeah. I mean, they're young, they're good looking, they're successful. So, you know, why not get together?
Many of these relationships are marketing moves and to further careers.
Well, that's what a lot of people speculated. A lot of people were speculating that it was for that, especially like more on her part than on his part. But then I was like, well, what about for him? I mean, that's like a complete crossover, you know, with somebody like her,
you know,
and her family is very powerful.
But it broadens his audience, because then he gets her audience and she has a huge audience, which is European.
So you know what? I think it's great. I mean, if they're both in it, right, and they're both using each other and they're both going to get something out of it, good for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next.
Next. Oh. Well, this is old news. Do we even want to talk about Taylor breaking up with longtime boyfriend Joe Alwyn and then starts dating Travis Kelce? Because all we care about is Travis.
Yeah, King of Joe Alwyn.
Who's Joe Alwyn?
She never talked about him.
She was with him for a very long time, for 6 years, and she kept it like hidden and under the radar, because I think all her relationships were getting, they were too under the microscope, and then she'd write a song about it, and, you know, it was just over... You know, it was just, what's the word I want to use? She was just, everybody was like they were just.
The thing is, mi amiga, can you never know what's right or what's wrong or what you should do or you shouldn't.
Like, right.
And if then, you don't bring him out and you don't show him to people like, you know, and if you do, it's like, it's also not good because, you know, all the eyes are on you and, you know, people are going to judge you. People are going to have an opinion. So it's kind of like you're scared. You know, you don't know how much to show of your relationship publicly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But, you know, I felt that she wasn't proud of him in a way. I mean, obviously he was proud of her because like she was like the star. But, you know, in that case, they were together, like you said, for 6 years. But nobody even talked about him because he wasn't that memorable. You know, he wasn't like somebody that you wanted to talk about.
Right. Maybe he just fulfilled something that made her feel secure and safe for a while until it didn't. And then... You know, this cutie pie, our American football player, our hero.
Apple pie boy,
just, you know, made it known that he wanted to be with her. And now they're together and we're going to have a wedding and he's going.
He's really proud about her and their relationship. Yeah.
They're beautiful together. I can't wait to see their kids. All right, we're manifesting the kids now.
Marriage before the kids, though.
Do you think she'll
very traditional?
Do you think she'll invite us to the birth? Of the kids. First,
you're pushing it, my friend. First, we got to make it to the wedding.
Yeah, we're gonna make it to the wedding.
I want to be the godmother. I don't know about you.
Can we be in the bed with them?
In the bed with them,
like Freud, while they make the baby, and be like, "Oh yeah, bien a mapa arriba, stand on your head. We gotta make a baby."
Oh my god, my mom was a psychiatrist, but I never heard that. Y mi mamá siempre estaba hablando de Freud.
Google it. It's about
Freud like
being
in
the bedroom.
I feel like
bed with
all
you.
The psychiatrists like reference Sigmund Freud.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know. You and me, Gama. I don't want to be in bed with Travis and Taylor. It may not be a good idea.
I just feel like we want to be so much a part of this relationship.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
If those two break up, I'm not gonna be able to get out of bed for like weeks. You're gonna need them in your bed.
Or,
you're gonna come get them. Me, resuscitate me, call those hot firemen to come over and help me get out of bed, because I'm not gonna be able to. I'm banking on them.
No, they're going to make it. They're going to make it. You know why? Because everyone is cheering them on.
Yeah, they're
America
getting good energy.
Wants them together. And that's such, that's so important.
That's good vibes.
Yes, I feel like everybody loves him. Everybody loves her. They love them together. Mm-hmm. And it's just been amazing for them. You know, on the other hand, like Jennifer Lopez, when she got together with Ben Affleck,
Every time
those two go out, and I know we're not even, you know, she's not even here to talk, but of course, ella es mi amiga, so I'll have to talk about J-Lo.
¿Es tu amiga? ¿De cuándo?
Bueno, she's like my girl crush. I've always loved J-Lo. I don't know her personally. I knew she knew me. Like, I read her book, and it was like Alexia. So it's like, I can relate to her in so many ways. Uh-huh. I am a better mother than her, but that may be the only thing that I
don't even know anything about her mothering.
Oh, I do. But anyways, yeah, because I mean, I feel like she has put like her career more in front like than her kids. And I'm not blaming her, you know, good for her. You know, I had a mom that also did that, but that's why I chose not to do it. Like, I've always put like my kids first before my profession. But anyways, but I love everything else about her. And but I feel like J-Lo and Ben, they always, or whatever guy she's with, everyone is always rooting against them.
Yeah.
You know, saying horrible things about her. Oh, you know, and about him. So it's like, it's different when the entire world is rooting for you.
She's had a bunch of really weird relationships.
I mean, she's also in her 50s and Taylor's in her 30s. So of course, you're rooting for like the young couple, right? Like as you're older and it's her fourth or fifth husband, people are like, yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh. Well, she's picked she's made some really weird choices and they've never felt right. This just feels right,
Taylor.
Well,
but you know what? They felt right for her. Uh-huh. They felt right for herself. That's why she did it.
Right. Of course. But I'm saying the people on the outside spectating, it didn't feel right. So that's why she's gotten so much criticism. It's negativity. But Taylor and Travis, everyone's like, yeah, this is good. This makes sense.
Right.
This is what I think.
No,
and so
no,
the beautiful energies there. Listen, I think Taylor should buy the Kansas City Chiefs. She can more than afford it.
I think so too. How hot would that be? That would be
so
really
hot.
Amazing. They're probably so scared that she can't afford it and could do it.
Yeah.
And then Travis will work for her.
Yeah.
And then the relationship will be over. So
yeah.
So Taylor, don't buy it.
I know. Take it back.
Yeah.
Take it back. Get another football team.
Sí, Marisol,
team.
Tú no sabes nada de eso.
No, it's true. I was saying it. What was coming out of my mouth, I was thinking what you thought. Oh, no, then the relationship will be over. She can't be the boss.
No, you can't. You can be in boss in your house, but not at work. You don't want to work with your husband. So you keep on singing and Travis will keep on paying for Kansas City because we want them to be together.
Yeah. And Alexia and I are going to be there. We're going to bring croquetas. What else are we bringing?
Patelito, bocadito.
Croquetas. Uh-huh. We're going to dance a lot because we're good dancers and we're super
You're
going to
say your jokes?
Mm-hmm. I say my jokes. We'll have a whole comedy routine.
I don't think you're going to be able to go because you're going to be all over them. You're not even going to let them like have their moment and be with each other.
Stop it. You're terrible. Me? I know you're going to be hanging off her train going down the aisle. Dame vestido.
She's probably going to have a bunch of outfit changes.
Mm-hmm. We love an outfit change.
I know. I couldn't do it, but she can do it.
I can't wait.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together. And that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for insuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me, sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, I actually wanted to end with Taylor and Travis because that's like a happy moment. Mm-hmm. But because we've like skipped around because our minds are in so many different places, we didn't speak about one of the worst breakups that she also sang about.
Yeah.
Shakira and PK. Mm-hmm. They broke up in 2022, but details emerged of the breakup later. They were together for 11 years and they had two kids. And PK was having an affair. Duh. Like most of the men do.
I mean, this woman's name is like, it's what do you call it?
Her name? Which woman's name?
Yeah, her name. It's funny. Clara Chia Martin.
I was going to say something, but no. Okay so let's Clara not. Chia Martin, yeah. Uh-huh. I forget that the camera's not here, but the microphone is, which is actually more powerful, the audio.
Right.
The words. But yeah, so Shakira claims that she found out about the affair from a jar of jam.
Mm-hmm.
¿Quién iba a decir, right? Who was going to say she had favored a jar of jam that PK didn't like and it was missing when she returned home?
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out the lover was eating it.
Okay, but let me tell you something. She must have had some witchy vibes from before, because how do you go from my jam's missing to he has a girlfriend? The jam could have fallen on the floor and broken and he threw it away. But she must have felt something from
with
before.
With all the things that you have in your head, like right now you open my refrigerator and you can think, okay, I bought the jelly for Frankie and now it's not here. I can think, well, he ate it or it broke or it fell or it was bad and somebody threw it in the garbage or whatever. I'm not looking at a freaking jam bottle, a jar of jam. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
She had other signs. Yeah. It wasn't the jam.
As a woman, we always know, just like the men know, we're not any different, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're like human beings and we kind of know when you're not there 100%.
Yeah.
And she probably felt he had checked out, y estaba en lo de él, and she was probably already like eyeing him. And of course, she probably even did that to set him up. That's actually brilliant.
She left the jam there because she knew it would disappear.
No, I mean, I don't know if he didn't eat jam, but I mean, how does she remember so specific, like, that it wasn't there?
I don't know. She's the Pink Panther. She's got her clues. She did a reasoning of deductive reasoning, and she figured it out because the jam was missing, and I'm not buying it. She knew something.
You know, after that, I mean, I think that sometimes, like I said, couples are better at not being together, and I think that they're... time had expired.
Yeah, totally. 11 years, they were done.
She's also doing much better because she's made so much money after that with her songs. And I believe that she was ready to come back. She was ready to come back to Miami, you know, and to have a life here. Mm-hmm. You know, I think she was in Spain because of him, and mm-hmm. she kind of let him shine while they were in Spain. You know, he was the star, and she followed him and his career and the team, and everybody kind of like forgot about Shakira. So I think that it was the perfect timing in her life, you know, as a woman, she's still a young woman, and, you know, she got to come back to Miami, where kind of like where she started. Mm-hmm. And she has such a bright future, and she's still a beautiful, young, successful woman that can, you know, move on with her life and find somebody that appreciates her and that loves her and that
she's not gonna have is loyal to her. Any problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hasta sola. It's better to be by yourself. Like, sometimes it's better to be by yourself than to be, you know, with somebody like that. And he obviously seems very happy with this girl, with this kid, because she's like really young. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Everybody's entitled to be happy. You know, it's just like it got messy. Like, I hate mm-hmm. when it's messy.
Yeah.
You know, especially yeah. when there's such public people, it becomes like really sad, especially when there's kids mm-hmm. that they have to be going through, you know, all this pain and all this shame publicly. But yeah. luckily for her, she has a talent. She can sing. So she sang about it. And her song was like number one.
She's amazing. When she did the Super Bowl with J-Lo, I was like, you just murdered J-Lo. She was so much better, I thought. She was so good.
First of all, J-Lo and Shakira should never share a stage. Let's just start by that. Okay? Never.
That was
because
a bad J-Lo
idea. Deserves her whole stage to herself because she is la reina. I'm sorry. And so is Shakira. Shakira deserves her own stage by herself. You put two powerhouses and you
it is the Super Bowl, like my J-Lo. Friend. You got it. You need to like the Super Bowl every year. They put multiple amazing artists
no,
together.
No. Yo sí que I would never share that stage with anybody. If I'm J-Lo, I would have said, no, I'm out. And if I was Shakira, I would have said that too.
They're J-Lo too big. Probably thought she was going to do better than Shakira. And it
they
was
both
the
did great.
Opposite.
I was there, my love. Kansas City Chiefs was playing, by the way, my favorite team. Oh. And I went to the Super Bowl. Yes, here in Miami. And I was rooting for both of them. I was rooting for my team, Kansas City, and they won. And I was also there to watch
the halftime
show.
Did you hear that, Travis? Alexia was rooting for you.
I've always loved that
and
team.
And you weren't even
after
there
the Dolphins,
yet. Was
after
he there
the Miami
yet?
Dolphins. Yeah, he was there.
Hey, she was rooting
Emma
for
Holmes
you.
Holmes was the
way back.
Maris, are you trying to pitch me to see if
I'm pitching,
we're going to get invited
well,
to the wedding?
One of us go. Somebody's got to go to the
well,
wedding.
Well, I feel like we have to go to a game. We have to see when Kansas City, do they play Miami? Is that same when they play Miami? And we have to get to the box office where Taylor hangs out. And right. we have to make little friendship bracelets.
Well, that's not hard. We can just go like on Emilio's did. Box.
Okay, so let's do it. Yeah, we're going to connect with Taylor.
Okay.
But yeah, but anyways, that was a pretty big scandal, Shakira. I'm glad that it's over. You know, ibaya baya.
Mm-hmm.
The year's over. And all yeah. these people that we're talking about are all going to have an amazing, spectacular 2024.
Totally.
Like they deserve.
Totally.
Speaking of Super Bowl, you know who didn't share her stage? Rihanna.
No, she does
because
not.
Because you know what? She shared it with her baby because that's where she announced her baby.
I just thought she was like a little, you know, bloated. I was like, could this woman
when
be pregnant?
For you,
she
yeah.
looks bloated.
You were like, oh my God, what is she doing to her body?
I know, like she's deformed. What's wrong with her?
And she announced there that she was pregnant. That's why she couldn't share the stage with anybody else.
She never because announced that it. She just kept, she wore an outfit that enhanced a huge gut and she was like rubbing it. And then,
of
yeah.
course.
Yeah.
I thought so it was a beautiful moment. And I'm
it
sorry.
It was a
she's-
silent announcement. Silent.
It was, but it was a beautiful moment. I love that she got to perform. She's such a mm-hmm. great singer and performer.
Oh my God. She doesn't perform and enough.
She did not share the stage with anyone, just with her uh-huh. baby bump, like I said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, it's been all good. This year will be Usher, but I love like women like Rihanna and,
oh my God, she's so
and Shakira and J-Lo. They represented Las Latinas at the Super Bowl here in Miami. Couldn't have been better than them.
You're very sporty today. You have all the sports.
Oh, yeah, I'm
news.
Super. You know what? I would have loved to have been like a sports commentator.
You can
you know,
do
like
it.
The
they're
women.
All women now. It's all
I know,
women now.
I love
and
it.
And they're
Mahina.
All blonde. And you totally fit right in.
There was a lot of sporty moments in this year in 2023. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's all about music and sports.
Yeah,
we're in the wrong industry. We're in the wrong industry. Yeah, and reality TV.
I think we're in the right industry.
Yeah. Well, but that's what I'm saying. It's all about sports, music, and reality TV. Fíjate que those were the topics that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm. Es verdad.
Uh-huh. So Lionel Messi came to Miami. Y espero que se quede en Miami. Because he's been really good for the economy.
How's it going for him so far?
Well, he's being paid $50 million or $60 annually. And he's putting the total contract value between $125 million and $150 million in cash alone. He has equity stake in the team. And with Apple, because of the subscription service, in airing MLS games on the app. And he also cut a deal with Adidas. ¿Qué te parece, mi amiga?
The guy's loaded. He's loaded. He can sleep peacefully every night. He's made it. I mean,
and
he's got
everyone
sweet
loves
deals.
Him here in Miami. He's another one that everybody adores. You know, he can do no wrong. He has a beautiful family, has a beautiful wife, beautiful kids. They're always together. They go shopping together. You can see him here at Publix. You see him at the restaurants. I love to go out at night.
You saw him at Publix?
They're super kind. No, I didn't, but it was Publix around here. But, you know, you just get the feedback from people, you know, that see him. They're very approachable, you know, even though obviously they have to have bodyguards. But, you know, they go to Carbone for dinner. You know, they talk to people. They're just like regular people. You know,
hey,
just
I'm
like Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez that are also here in Miami. Like, you know, it's not our fault that we have like the best city in the world after Madrid.
What do you mean after Madrid? Miami is first. Miami's
yeah,
your
that's
first
what
love.
I said. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm in Miami. Yes. But yeah. So you know what? Everybody wants to live in our city.
I know.
Then we
it's getting a little crowded around here. But the good news is my real estate's skyrocketing, so I'm feeling pretty happy about that. We let everybody come here and keep buying more and more expensive houses, and it's great for the real estate and the economy. It's awesome.
Yeah. All we need is Beyonce and Jay-Z, which I heard we're also looking here. So
beautiful. I love it.
We love it. We're definitely in the right city, and we love what we do, and we love that we talked about all these people this year, and hopefully everybody's going to have a happy, healthy new year, an amazing
Absolutely.
2024.
I feel like 2024 is going to be very excellent.
Me
I'm
too. I love the year 2024. It's giving me good vibes already.
Yeah. It's all like, you know, double digits. It's good. Yeah. It's all multiples of two. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like a good thing.
Yeah.
Even though 2023 was great for me, but 2024 is going to be even better. Have you read your horoscope lately? For the next year?
For next year, no. Yeah, you have the whole zodiac calendar.
No. So I don't know. All of a sudden, all these Capricorn things keep popping up on my Instagram, and it looks really good for me. But you're an Earth sign too, so yours is probably really good too, because the Earth signs.
Yeah, you have a birthday coming up next month.
That's right. Yes. Don't say how old I am.
No, we don't talk about an age. A woman doesn't like, even though you know about us. Every time they say our names, they put our number, our age next to it.
I know.
I hate that.
I know,
Eso
me too.
Mal gusto.
Every time
like,
I see it,
why
I'm
is
like,
it important? You say my name and you put my age next to it. Like, why?
It's lies because I'm not that old. I swear.
No,
it's
nowadays you can't lie about that. Like, my mom used to lie about her age back in the day.
Oh, mine too.
Oh, my God. She would get so mad when I would say my real age. She was like, they're going to figure out, like, my real age. Like, there's no way I had you at 10 years old. Yeah.
My mother was just like your mother. When I would say to people, they'd meet me like, well, how old are you? And my mother would be standing there. I'm like, I don't know, 30. She goes, lies, mentira, I'm 30. And she had a necklace and it had 29 on it. She wore it for like 30 years. It said 29 on it. And I'm like, what are you? It was ridiculous.
So, yeah, back in the day, they could do all that kind of stuff, but we can't get away with it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we can't. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you're famous, because then your age is on the internet. Most
always,
people
no,
can
but
get
I think
away
everyone,
with it.
Even if you're not famous, I believe you can just Google people and their age comes out.
Really?
Yeah. But what they don't do is like stick it in everything. You know what I mean? Like put it in every paper they write about the person. Like it's, you know, it's very distasteful in my opinion.
I agree. I agree with you, my friend.
En la revista, hola, no hacen eso.
Oye, pero en el Miami Herald, they say your name and your age.
Of course. No, y ahorita dan your social security, donde vives, and you know,
my
your whole thing.
Your income, your portfolio, your blood type.
Yeah.
It's very intrusive.
But anyways, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a great year.
We've had a good year.
Yes. I'm so happy that I get to do this with you, that we get sit here and talk and laugh and have a good time.
Fun,
and talk about all these wonderful people, because even though we don't know them as well as we'd like to know them, like Taylor and Travis.
we're going to get to know you guys really well, but don't think we're stalkery at all. We're just going to get in and get out. Send us a link. Yeah,
we just want to cover your wedding. That's all.
That's it.
We'll have our live podcast at their wedding. How about that?
And listen, the best thing about me is
I won't sponsor everything. Don't worry.
Oh, iHeart's going to pay. I like that. The best thing about me, you guys, Travis and Taylor, I'm talking to you right now.
Wait, are you speaking to Travis and Kate and Taylor now?
I am right now. And you can confirm this. You don't have to worry about anything that happens at that wedding, because I won't even remember I was there. I have the worst memory, so I won't repeat a thing. Right, Alexia?
That is true, but I have a good memory.
Yeah. So. You have to watch out for her, Alexia. She'll remember everything.
Babe, I like you. Everything's going to be amazing and positive. And I usually like everybody. But anyways, it's been a lot of fun. I know the year's almost over. I think this might be our last podcast for this year, no?
Yes, it is. It's our last one.
Yes. But yes, so yeah, I mean, it's been so much fun, like I said, I get to do this with my best friend, and we get to giggle and talk about people, just like we do in our real life, just like you all do, okay? Because I know all of you out there as friends, this is like what you do, you know, chismiamo.
Of course.
But at the end, you know, we love everyone. We wish everyone the best.
Of course. Always. Yes.
And I hope that, you know, that all these people that we talked about, you know, today and this year can all leave, you know, all their bad things behind this year. Todo lo malo para fuera.
Yeah, para fuera.
Yeah. And may this new year come with a lot of good health, love, happiness, many blessings.
Yeah.
And may everybody just have a wonderful 2024, because that's what we expect to do.
Everyone. It's going to be great.
And I look forward to all the hot topics for 2024.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Right?
Me too. I don't know, but you better agree with me.
We're going to keep on disagreeing.
Yes, we do. We're good at that.
Yeah, but we have fun with it. We like disagree and we're like laughing and giggling. Yeah. And then maybe I'm like, oh, okay, I hadn't seen it that way. But, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait to keep on doing it next year, 2024.
Me too. And we thank everyone that listens to us. We love all of you, and we hope that we entertain you and keep your mind off the drudgery of daily life. Then you get to giggle with us when you're driving in your car, wherever you listen to us. So thank you for that, and happy new year and happy holidays.
Yes, from thank both you guys. Of us. Gracias por escuchar. We wouldn't be here next year if it wouldn't be because you guys are listening to us and you're liking us. Thank you for your love and support, and you know, for all the beautiful things that you say, and it's just been a pleasure, and we wish you all the best for 2024. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and may all your dreams and wishes come true always. Los queremos mucho.
Amén.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at iPorFavorPodcast. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. Hasta luego. Hasta la próxima.
Hay dos cosas que son absolutamente ciertas. Abuelita te ama y nunca diría que no a McDonald's. Date un gusto con un Grandma McFlurry en tu orden hoy. Es lo que abuela quisiera. Barapapapa. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20 en español.com.
Professional wrestling. Like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.